Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We'll get to more of what happened week 11 of the NFL. We do that every Monday at 11:30 here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Monday, and we're joined by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how we doing this week? Hunter, hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Gotcha, yeah. Yep, what's up? How was the weekend off?
It was good. Nice to get a couple of days. That's the hard part is the front end of a Thursday night game, but the benefit is the back end, so it's nice.
You watched a lot of football yesterday, or do you sort of separate and spend more time with the family?
There's a little balance. When the kids are down, I try to watch a little ball, and then kids are up. Sometimes you're trying to lock in on spending time with them.
When you had an opportunity to watch games, what were you watching?
I watched the Bills and Buccaneers game a little bit, and I watched last night's game just a little bit.
So when you watch a game, how different is it than like when I watch a game? When I watch the game, I'm like, where's the ball? Let me follow the ball around.
I got my fantasy team up. Yeah, right, I got my bets over here. Yeah. So I'd imagine that's a little different
Very
than
different.
How you're watching.
Are you looking at tight ends? Are you looking at how the defenses are covering that position? How do you watch it when it's not like the game breakdown in practice just sitting on the couch on TV?
Yeah. Obviously, TV doesn't show a lot. Obviously it shows the front and it's more zoomed in, but I watch it like a fan a lot of times. I follow the ball too. That's all you can do sometimes on TVs, but also you watch a little bit of both. Tight ends and guys you've played against for a long time, and just different things like that. I watch the game probably a little differently, but at the same time there's a lot of plays I still do the same thing as you guys.
Mm-hmm. You've been reunited with Josh McDaniels. I'm curious, now that we're about midway through the year and a little chance to reflect a few days removed from the game, what differences, if any, have you seen out of Josh in his return to New England this year and the offense this year versus the last time you played for him?
I think obviously using Drake's abilities with the movement game has probably been a lot different. Just with obviously his mobility and chance to create things on the edge and out of the pocket a little bit more. So that's probably been the main thing.
What would you say about the team's chemistry right now? Because from the outside, it seems like everybody is very much on the same page. And specifically on offense, you guys have a really good mix of, rookie second-year guys, but then a bunch of guys like you and Stephon Diggs and Morgan Moses that have got a lot of years of experience in the league.
Yeah, I think it's a fun balance, man. The young guys keep us young. We try to influence them in a lot of ways, how we see things. So it's been a fun balance, man.
I'm curious, and maybe you can settle a debate for us. We were talking about Ja'Marr Chase, allegedly, although video seems to show it, spitting on Jalen Ramsey. We were talking about, is that the most disrespectful thing one player can do to another? Would you say that is the most disrespectful thing, or are we missing something?
It's definitely disrespectful for sure. Nothing that I've done in my career, that's for sure.
Well, then it also started with a punch, and the question's always asked, like punching somebody that's wearing a helmet seems to be diminishing returns.
Yeah, there's it's definitely sometimes not always the first, it shouldn't be the first reaction, that's for sure.
How much have you started up on the Bengals and gotten into Bengals week coming up on Sunday?
A little bit. Not a ton, but we'll hammer them down, you know, and be ready to go come Sunday.
I think we forgot to ask you last week going into the game, but we saw the Nor'easter uniforms for the first time, those blues with the white helmets. What did you think of those?
They were pretty sweet, man. Some of my favorites I've worn in my career for sure, and hopefully we can rock those again at some point.
I agree.
Same.
We would like to see those again, for sure. Okay, well, Hunter Henry, you know what time it is again. Win streak rolls on, so it's time for the surprise question of the week with Hunter Henry.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, here we go. Once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 not surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised are you that you're currently 9-2?
Probably 5.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Right, so he's not very surprised.
Good stuff.
That's good. That's a confident man. Hunter Henry, every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday. Best of luck this weekend.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hunter Henry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.